Good evening, I'm Mel DeYoung. Welcome to this month's Folk Show Roadshow. The world returns tomorrow at its regular time, and we join performance today at 9.
Goodbye, Virginia, your green meadow ground. I've worked your beer joints, Winchester on down. Truck's gone, I burned up my good luck, sung my last song, so it's goodbye Virginia so long.
That's Robbie Foulkes and fiddler Shad Cobb, and we'll be spending most of tonight's roadshow with them. First, I wanted to give you a taste of an artist that we'll hear from later in tonight's broadcast. Tom Rush had already released 2 albums when he graduated from college in the early 60s, and Rolling Stone credits him with ushering in the singer-songwriter era. Country music star Garth Brooks said Rush is one of his top 5 musical influences. Rush has long championed emerging artists including Joni Mitchell, Jackson Browne, James Taylor, Nancy Griffith, and Sean Colvin. Tom Rush is now in his 6th decade as a performer, and I think you'll agree with a fan who says his voice is still molasses, smoke, and licorice. His fingers still coax magic and thunder from his guitar.
Baby, take your blue jeans off and lay your body down. Leave the windows open and let the night blow us around. I've been waiting for this moment when everything is right. So baby, let's just fall into the night.
Tom Rush, recorded at the State Theater for the Folk Show Roadshow. You'll hear more from him later in tonight's broadcast and on a future broadcast. Now, though, we turn to Robbie Foulkes and fiddler Shad Cobb, recorded at the Rusty Rail Brewing Company in Mifflinburg just a few weeks ago.
All right. All the way from Chicago, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Robbie Foulkes to the stage. Thank you. When it's ryegrass in the wintertime, flowers in the spring, but Texas in the summer is nigh on suffering. I went up on Jackson Hill at a diner, I sat down, and I waved at every stranger just to move the air around. It's a long ride for the little I gain. In your hand, but a 6-string on your shoulder could be the devil's brand. Yeah, they'll put themselves above you, but for all this strut and brag, I'd trade every brick on Wall Street for one black mountain rag. It's a longer ride for the little I gain. More in the daytime than I drink down at night. It's a long ride for the little I gain. Sing right on key. Well, I went down and I never found one sang as good as me. And they say that there's a wondrous land for any good man that dies. Well, if it's got drinking women, then I'll be surprised. It's a longer ride for the little I gain. Thank you. Well, I've been hounding her for such a long time, trying to impress her with my hillbilly whine. But she told me I was barking up the wrong tree. She liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funky. She liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country. Well, I thought I had a big one on the line. She said listening to music was her favorite pastime. But she told me I was trying to swim upstream. She liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funky. Yeah, she liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country. Until the night she heard my band. And now she can remember having told me she liked every kind of music but country. Every kind of music but country. She liked it fast, she liked it loud, she liked it funky. She liked everything about me except for one thing. She liked every kind of music but country. She liked everything about me except for one thing. I never knew this place had so much empty space. This is a song about country music. We play the country music. That's what it is tonight. It's country music at the Rusty Rail in Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania. If you don't like it, here's a second and a half to leave the room. Had so much empty space. Back to line three of the song. Till that night when you walked right out the door. And so I walked to our bedside and I pulled out that 45 that laid for years behind our chest of drawers. At first it looked too worn to play the label on, but washed away the night, made out the name of my old friend. A scratch or two, but when the needle hit the groove, I knew that it was crying time again. The buck starts here with Hank sure to follow. Turn him up loud and clear. Singing my sorrow, let the sad songs roll on through a house filled with tears, where the good times are gone.
truck starts here.
Here comes some fiddle.
Think I'm tearing up the floor. It's half past four and my lights are burning bright. But this occasion is no big deal. It's just some boys from Bakersfield that came around to help me through the loud and clear. He's singing my sorrow. Let the sad songs roll on through a house filled with tears, where the good times are gone. The buck starts here. Yeah, where the good times are gone. The buck starts
here. Isn't it great we're all here tonight? We're living, we're here in this room together. Thank you for coming out to the show. I'm excited to be back here. This is my second time at the Rusty Rail, and the first time, I think it was springtime of last year, and I had a brand new thing out then, and it's still my latest thing out. It's called Upland Stories. Well, the first thing I should mention is that my fiddler tonight, his name is Shad Cobb. How about it for Shad over here on the fiddle? I didn't want to come to Mifflinburg alone. I really didn't want to face you guys alone. I was a little bit frightened of that, so I had to have a little extra firepower, and this is all that you really need, this fiddle right here. This guy is great. And I wanted to mention, out of egoism, I guess that the record, since I was here last, the record was up for two of those Grammy Awards. Last February they had the awards, and I lost them both, but thank you. The nominations were exciting. And we'll do you, the record was up for Best Folk Album, and it was stiff competition. It was Judy Collins and three other ladies, and I actually, you know, I was the only guy in the category, and if I had won, I would have felt bad about it. If the only, you can't win against four women, that's very ungentlemanly, and so I'm glad that Sarah Jarosz beat me out in that category. But anyway, the record's still good. It's one of the, it's objectively one of the five best records that came out last year. Maybe. And this, let's see, we'll do you a tune from it. This is about my great aunt. I've got some relatives over there who are also great. And my my great aunt lived in Virginia. She played the banjo. I played the banjo. She didn't like the way I played the banjo, and that's one half of the setup for this song. The other half is that I met her one time when she was very old, I would say about 90, and I was very young. And so I didn't really know her, but there was a guy hanging around the house with a fiddle. You know, these fiddlers are rather untrustworthy people, I have to say sometimes. And my aunt was a widow lady living in near Galax, Virginia. But we found out that the man hanging around the house was actually her husband. That was her. She was a widow and a newlywed. And so I don't know how you feel about seniors having sex with one another. At the time, I was 10, and I was not into that idea. I was not. I don't know why. I thought it was kind of gross. But now I'm into the idea of old people having sex. I think it's great. I think it's great. But this is called Aunt Peg's New Old Man. Here we go. We came up the hill to meet him in the dirt patch he was weeding. That was our first look at Aunt Peg's new old man. Now Uncle Hank was 75. He lived well and then he died, and none of us had nothing against her new old man. She liked spittling, no doubt liked his help on the rural route, and the rest didn't bear thinking about Aunt Peg's new old man. Now we sat down and we got fiddle on Grace, but what a spread, the chicken was just an hour dead, and the stew was made of barley. Pulled out my banjo after a while, but he didn't like the scrub style. Listen up, boy, this here's called Going Down to Raleigh. Yeah, they played the old tunes. They got going on the Texas gales, hitting my ears like an awful whale. I wish I could hear it again. No, he had no use for the modern stuff. His back was strong, his hands were rough, but he rocked her old age. Sure enough, Aunt Peg's new old man. And made the rounds, Galax, Rocky Mount, the tunes they knew no one could count. It was all in their heads and their hands. And you could do worse as a widow than to find a man to spade and hoe and raise a little hell with a long bow. And Peg's new old man. Yeah, she liked the spittling, no doubt liked his help on the rural route, and the rest didn't bear thinking about Aunt Peg's new old man. She liked the spittling, no doubt liked his help on the rural route, and the rest I don't want to think about Aunt Peg's new old man. Thank you. You guys are too kind. I did not expect this reception right in the middle of Pennsylvania here in the middle of nowhere. Oh, my God. You drive for a long time to come to this place, don't you? Through areas of non-cosmopolitan splendor. I like it out here. And I guess they got us sleeping in Lewisburg tonight. What's Lewisburg like? Is that's a cosmopolitan area, right? Yeah, they got a cinema there. It's like Galax. Oh my God. I'll do you one more for now from that same record, Upland Stories. I mentioned the Grammy nomination, which was fun. At the awards, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be blowing my own trumpet here, but the awards were so exciting for me because I don't know anything about what's going on in popular music, and most of this award ceremony was about popular music. They have you sit in this little tiny seat in an auditorium for 3.5 hours and watch acts like Beyonce and Bruno Mars and so forth perform. And I was like, who are these people? You know, I was like, I was like I thought this is going to be, for an old guy like me, this is not going to be an exciting 3.5 hours. This is going to be slightly hellish. But I sat there in that seat, and I'm telling you what, if you're old like me, which I see a lot of you are, if you're watching this popular music, you might really be impressed by the level of talent out there. This Beyonce, if you heard her, I don't know, she's a great singer. Great singer. They hand her a mic at this award ceremony. She starts singing. I couldn't believe my ears. It was fantastic. Bruno Mars, great singer. Katy Perry, not so good of a singer, but a great, like a production design with mirrors and stuff, and she was real pretty looking. The whole thing was fun to watch. And so, and being there was really spectacular, but my record was not like those records. My record is a little depressing and bleak. In other words, it's about reality. And this song here, which was the subject of the Grammy nomination for the best American Roots song, is about poor people in America and other people who would want to document their plight and make a sort of an artwork out of their suffering. And this is called Alabama at Night. Erect tailhawks sat watchful at the faded edge of day. The foam poles and the pines rose from the scoured clay. The sun was slipping toward the gulf in its own good time, and you would not think of death if you drove on past the signs. The old men at the roadhouse weren't too polite to stare. Where we'd come from wasn't home, and we were far from even there. The camera around my neck drew suspicious eyes to me. But we were not there to talk, we were only there to see. And when their faces had said nothing, 'twas then I stepped outside. And in the instant I knew I would not forget the sight. Alabama at night, Alabama at night. You took the wheel up 119, I scanned the road ahead, trying to let all I could see cover up all I had read. That hotel would not likely let a working man lie down. Like a curtain through its walls ran the sorrow and the sound. And I knelt down to let it in me, sure it would come if I gave it time. And I fumbled amongst 100 words, but words don't do it right. Alabama at night, Alabama at night. What 1,000 others say they might. Through sunlit rooms, the wealthy walk, and the pale unshaven men, to stand before each frame, 5 seconds, maybe 10, and to unveil all the maker wanted to portray. But I'm not there to talk, and if I were, I wouldn't say. Cross of rough cut branches in the wide gray shadowed sky. A child not far from birth with the end etched in her eyes. The morning star above her and a hymn upon the breeze. But poor's no sacred song, poor is a disease. And no hand reaches out from heaven, and no one denies it might.
So patiently we wait here as onward it rolls. Alabama at night, Alabama at night, Alabama at night.
Thanks very much.
You're listening to Robbie Folks, recorded at the Rusty Rail Brewing Company in Mifflinburg for the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The World returns tomorrow night at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9.
So long. I left my home in Floyd County. I was young and aflame with a dream and a dreadnought. I'd soon make my name. But you can't make a living on a song and a prayer. And the men in those bar rooms are too drunk to care. So it's goodbye, Virginia, your green battle ground. I've worked your beer joints, Winchester on down. Now there's 10 women wounded, 2 good trucks gone. I've burned up my good luck, sung my last song. So it's goodbye, Virginia, so long. See you later. In some northern city, there's a straight 9 to 5. Give me paper, I'll push it, a truck and I'll drive. But no more I'll return to the land of my youth. 20 years of hard country's too much of the truth. So it's goodbye, Virginia, your green meadow. Winchester on down. Now there's 10 women wounded, 2 good trucks gone. I've burned up my good luck, sung my last song. So it's goodbye, Virginia, so long.
Thank you. You guys doing all right? Still awake? Still with the program? Yeah? All right. It's a funny room. It's kind of dark out there. It's a little bit of space in the room, just trying to bring us all together here. A big happy ball of entertainment. Let's do, I just thought of something to do, and it was a good thing. Oh, I know, because that song was about Virginia. And is anybody here happen to be from Virginia or lived there ever, anything like that? Anybody? No. You're all Pennsylvanians? What the hell? All from here? Pennsylvania? I guess I'm a Pennsylvanian because I was born here. I shouldn't deny that. I was born here. But then when I was 7, we moved down to Virginia, and that was really better. It was prettier, that's all. Because we were in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we were, York, Pennsylvania, it's got some stuff going for it, but beauty isn't one of the things that it's got going for it. Peppermint patties, bluegrass music. But actually, in Virginia, there was even a little bit more bluegrass music. I don't know if that's true. There's a lot around York, actually. Del McCurry and the rest of those guys. But it was fun being down there. I always have good memories of it. And I wrote this song about a guy much like myself that decides to move from that area up to New York City because he dreams of being a bluegrass singing star. Are you spotting the flaw in the guy's logic already, perhaps? Not a good place to go to be a bluegrass singing star in New York City. And I found that out. But I also found out that there really is no such thing as a bluegrass singing star anywhere. So you might as well be in New York City having a good time. You know, there's Alison Krauss, and then there's nobody. That's about it, you know. And then the guy in this song, another detail is he has his dad's guitar. You know, his dad gives him his guitar, and he goes up there, and that happened to me, too. My dad bought his guitar in a little shop in York called Campbell's Guitars, and it was a Martin 00028 with a double pick guard on it, and I still have it back home. It's a precious souvenir from those days. But anyway, this guy gets his ass kicked and goes back home, and that's what happens in the song. In fact, that's the entire song that I've just laid out for you. So let's go on to the next song, why don't we? There's no reason to do that one. Maybe we'll do it anyway, because he plays great in it, and that alone is worth hearing. This is called The Grass. Sometimes the grass is really greener. All right. In a dusty shack high in the Blue Ridge Mountains, it was tough work, brown dirt and bluegrass songs. Sweet hickory filled the air. Daddy's love was hard to bear. If I knew how rich I was, I'd not have gone. But the city called my name and I came running with my young man's hopes and my daddy's old guitar. I played the dives and paid some dues, singing every tune I knew. And them homesick ones I sang the best by far. Now I've seen the sun go down on the streets of New York town, and I've watched it from the hills of old Virginia. Beauty's what the eye beholds, one man's dirt's another's gold. Oh, but sometimes the grass is really greener. Well, the record company man confessed he liked me, but he'd have to shave a few rough edges down. Cut my hair like Brooks and Dunn's, trade the banjo for some drums, 'cause no one would buy that old high lonesome sound. Now I don't know just what this deal's got me. I've been out a fan and I lost the ones I had. I've worn my heart right through my sleeve, singing a song I don't believe. I believe I'll go back home to Mom and Dad. Now I've seen the sun go down on the streets of New York town, and I've watched it from the hills of old Virginia. Beauty's what the eye beholds, one man's dirt's another's gold. Oh, but sometimes the grass is really greener. Dusty shack high in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and when I die, it's on this farm to lay me down.
hills will hear my song, 'cause it's there that I belong. Man, you just can't shake old roots from southern ground. Now I've seen the sun go down on the streets of New York town, and I've watched it from the hills of old Virginia. Beauty's what the eye beholds, one man's dirt's another's gold. Oh, but sometimes the grass is really greener. Sometimes the grass is really greener.
Thank you very much. All right, thanks, folks. I'm going to do you a song right now, and it's a love song. So if you'll permit a 54-year-old man to sing a love song, it can be not the greatest thing to hear people in their 50s sing love songs. I don't know. I think they're a little boring. I love you, please love me. I don't know. There's no dramatic interest in that, is there, really? I mean, it's a nice thought and everything, but... I wrote this in a little hotel room one time, Motel 6 over in Nebraska, and it's been recorded a few times by other people over the years. It's always nice when somebody records your song, so if any of you guys are making a record, please consider recording some of these songs. In fact, I might rather you do that than buy the record, actually. That would bring me more success, perhaps. This song is called I Push Right Over.
Say no, but I push right over. Built wide and 6 foot high five, but I push right over. Just get me in a room that's dark, and you're looking at an easy mark. One little kiss trips my heart, and jump starts my motor. Way down I'm a soft touch, I push right over. You don't need to say much, because I push right over. So baby, go dim that light, start pushing with all your mind, and hold on tight, and I'll push right over. Blue eyes and a face so pretty, cause I'm a sucker for loca tops, and you're kicking out all the stops. It's over when the big guy drops, and each second he's lower. Way down I'm a soft touch, I push right over. You don't need to try much, because I push right over. So honey, go dim that light, start pushing with all your might, and hold on tight, and I'll push right over. Well, I'm busy not crying, and I'm too tied up to care. Yeah, I can weep and I can worry. My whole life's just a hustle and hurry. Busy not crying over somebody that ain't there. Early each morning I roll out of bed, jumping all around and shaking my head, trying to steer clear of the things she left behind. There's a pink pair of slippers and a coffee cup. One I can't fill, one not to fill up anymore, not to do, and I think I'm gonna lose my mind. That's 'cause I'm busy not crying, and I'm too tied up to care. Not thinking about her, it's a 24-hour affair.
some money that ain't there. Same sad place. Nothing that heavy's gonna ever catch up to me. Well, it takes all the fuel I can fit in my car to ride around the spots where the memories are, and it's a full-blown show overlooking what's plain to see. That's 'cause I'm busy not crying and I'm too tired up to care.
Very much.
Thank you, Mifflin Bird.
Like I say, I got some family in the area over here. The Eklunds are here tonight. Please, a round of applause for the Eklunds over here. But I'm kind of into the family thing. I'm into that thing. I got a wife and three kids, one grandkid, and you know what that's like. You guys are grandparents, right? No, you're not. Well, let me tell you, if you can zoom ahead to that part, that's really the thing to do. If you can skip the first generation, go straight to having your own grandkids. That's perfect. You know, and for all the reasons that everybody says, you know, I've got nothing to add to that, but they come over, you play with them, you spoil them, you stuff them up with candy and tell them they're the greatest thing in the world. And then they go out the door and they explode with tantrums and they're somewhere else, you know. And so, yeah, I spoil my grandson a lot, but this song that I'm about to do for you is a song that's kind of about fatherhood, because one thing that I noticed from raising the three kids was that, I shouldn't say I raised them, my wife raised them, and I was around occasionally and observed. And then that period, you know, where your kids kind of go off the rails, I think it probably happens to most kids, because it happened to all three of mine in a different kind of a way with each kid. But, you know, the roughly between the ages of 8 and 18, there'll be a good year and a half period where you think, what the hell is going on? There is nothing but a long prison sentence ahead for this person, you know, honestly. Somebody's laughing a little bit too hard at that one over there. But that was my honest feeling about all three of those guys at different times. So what do you do? You know, I'm not the prince of fatherhood by any means, but, you know, That used to be Bill Cosby, but now that he's not doing it, I'll be the guy maybe that does it. Is it too soon? Too soon to make that one? I think that all a father can do is stand by. All parent can do, like, you can't do much, you know, when the kids go off the rails. You can kind of stand patiently by and show them that you kind of love them no matter what, and just write it out and wait for the next chapter. Anyway, this is a song about a father and a kid, and it's called Needed. In daddy's car with three stone friends and a fake ID. Fresh out of school, not a care in the world at all. In my 18th summer, life never was so free.
And it was just then that the chains began to fall. She was dark-haired, she was wild-eyed, I was helpless and spellbound. What she made me feel was strange back then, but I know what it was now. Needed, something about needed leaves every other word weak and small. Needed, when you're really needed, you can rise to meet it, or you can fall. For what happened next, I offer no excuse. Maybe we were drawn to what our parents said was sin. But in our passion, we saw just one thing to do. Throw ourselves at each other and caution to the wind. She longed to keep it. I said no, I had my future to think of. And in her darkest hour, she learned what young men won't do for love. Needed, something about needed pointed straight at my freedom like a loaded gun. Needed, when you really need it, some rise to meet it, and some of us run. Can you imagine all those years ago? Thought I'd reached the end, but passion cools, life goes on, and old wounds mostly mend. When your mom and I were married, such better days began. And when you were born's when I became a man. Where you're headed now is not really mine to say. You've been more than patient to hear my story through. But now you are 18 and on your way. There are some few simple things I wish for you. That you will steer past shallow freedoms as you follow your own star. And when your life is at its darkest, please remember that you are needed. Something about needed leaves every other word weak and small. Hope you know you're needed, and let your rise to meet it, and never shall fall.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you very much. Got a chance to write a little music for a play earlier this year, and I don't know if it'll turn into a full-fledged thing. We put it up at a theater in Chicago for a
a few days just to give it a test run up at the place called the Steppenwolf, which is a nice theater up in Chicago. But it's a musical, and if you guys know the Grand Ole Opry and from Nashville, Tennessee, Shad plays on there all the time, really, almost every week, and I've gotten to play on it a couple times. It's a great show. It's been going on since 1927 or so. And anyway, the Grand Ole Opry is the mother church, they call it, of country music, and it's kind of the lodestar of the genre. And then, because it is so bright and magnetic, there are a bunch of small town Opry's that emulate the Grand Ole Opry. So if you go to you know, Berea, Kentucky, say, or Beeman, Illinois, or other tiny little places, the whole town will get together on Friday night and they'll put on a show, and the local guys will come in and they'll be the house band and comedians and singers, and it's really, it's excellent. And if you're passing through the town as an outsider, as I was one time, and get drawn into it, you get treated just like, as, just with total hospitality. And then at the end of the show, they bring in a guest at the end, or the so-called star or whatever, who usually drives in from Nashville or, you know, something. Not Miranda Lambert or something doesn't do it, you know, but somebody that might have written a song for Miranda might come in and do a set, and that'll be the star of the night. So at this show we did, the plot was they're having one of these small-town Opry's, and then it has to close because, you know, Walmart comes in or something like that. They have to leave. So they had their last show, and the back half of the play is just the show itself with it's mostly music. And so at the end of the show, a grizzled old country singer comes up, and I'm going to do that song that I wrote for that character to sing. So you'll have to just imagine I'm a grizzled old country singer. Thank you for not laughing. And this is in the key of C, and I love it. I love playing with this guy in every song, but on this one, it sounds just like two fiddles going at once. I think you'll agree. This is called I Just Lived a Country Song. Swinging doors in Whiskey River, the first words I learned to say, Willie Merle and all those outlaws, was all that daddy'd ever play. This beer joint where I'm working, I started working at 16. Now if I look a little ragged, must be those 30 years between. My first single hit the big time. For a while there I was hot. I can't recall the early 90s. These last 10 I'd rather not. There are mornings when I wonder what I can show for all my time, but I sure can sing with feeling. Whiskey River, take my mind. This honky-tonkin' way of living, I've been living way too long. Excuse me if I'm late for heaven, I just lived a country song. Yeah. Now he's just one guy. Now he's two. Now he's one. Now at the Super 8 in Reno, a couple screaming through the wall, I'm laying in my jeans and dreaming of a girl in Omaha. Well, that's been 20 years and counting. I can't go back there anyhow. I've hitched my wagon to a heartache, and Lord, I'm sleeping with it now. This honky-tonkin' way of living make the weak out of the strong. Don't
till you've lived a country song. When that lost highway finds you, that family ties won't bind you, no matter how your mama may try. Just follow Hank down that highway till you feel it when you say, I'm so lonesome I could cry. This honky-tonkin' way of living, I've been living way too long. Excuse me if I'm late for heaven, I just lived a country song. And if I never get to heaven, it's 'cause I lived a country song.
You're listening to Robbie Folks, recorded at the Rusty Rail Brewing Company in Mifflinburg for the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU.
All right, folks. I'd like to ask you right after we do this next number, if anybody has a request. I don't know if anybody knows my stuff here.
The not, World returns tomorrow night right at 7, song, and so performance old, today is ahead at 9.
If you've had too much to eat, you'll need time to work up, you know, the mental. You'll need the 5 minutes to kind of get the momentum going, maybe. But in the meantime, who wants to hear Shad Cobb sing a number over here? The Fiddler. Gotta have the Fiddler sing. If you want to play in Texas, you gotta have a Fiddler in the band. What do you got, Shad?
All right, well...
That's a good riff. I've never heard you do that riff. Is that a cliche?
That's the thing that you learn first.
Ahead is another half hour of this concert with Robbie Folks and Fiddler Shad Cobb from the Rusty Rail Brewing Company in Mifflinburg. Then we'll sample a few songs from a future broadcast of The Road Show. We'll hear from the legendary Tom Rush, followed by the Minnesotan road warrior Charlie Parr.
Robbie Folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Does anybody else want to try it? No?
Robbie's been holding out. I never knew.
I got the knack, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out. The part where you have to put your fingers on the neck of the thing, I don't know if I can handle that part.
I thought I'd do this song that I made up, and it's about the banjo. And great thing is that we get to play this song, but we don't have a banjo, so you get to hear all about it, but you don't actually have to hear a banjo. So everybody wins.
One, two, three. Farewell to all pain. Banjo in the holler, hear that lonesome sound. Banjo in the holler, miles away from town. Without a care. Well, I know a pretty girl, pretty she can be. I'm gonna find that pretty girl and ask her to bury me. Banjo in the holler, hear that lonesome sound. Banjo in the holler, miles away from town. Winters are too long. I'm going down to Tennessee and I'm taking this song. Banjo in the holler, hear that lonesome sound. Banjo in the holler, miles away from town. Yeah. sitting out old moonshine. But I take a nip every now and then, and I get along just fine. Someday I'll be leaving this world here below, and I'm taking this old five string with me when I go. Angel in the holler, hear that lonesome sound.
The Shadow!